With only a couple of weeks remaining before the end of 2008, anticipation is growing over the Czech Republic's upcoming EU presidency. For 6 months, the country will garner unprecedented attention, and it is an unrivaled opportunity to present some of the most important facets of Czech arts and culture. In fact, the country's Czech centers and other institutions have organized some 700 different events worldwide. Jan Wellinger has more.
The eyes of the world will be on the Czech Republic come January when the country takes up the 6-month EU presidency. And organizers promoting the nation's arts and culture knew in advance this was an unrivaled opportunity. A chance, the Czech daily Lidové noviny writes, to present the country as a cultural powerhouse. Jana Součková, the head of the program section at the Czech Center Prague, agrees.
Podle mého názoru je to výjimečná příležitost, jak představit to nejlepší.
There is no question that we will be in the spotlight and that this is an opportunity for us to show our best. For that reason, much of the focus is on original and surprising contemporary artwork. Some 700 events have been organized with partners and other Czech centers worldwide. One emphasis is to show developments in the Czech Republic over the last 20 years, that is, since the fall of communism. 2009 will see an important anniversary of the fall.
For that reason, one of the events will be an exhibition of illustrations and text from Petr Sýs's award-winning children's book, The Wall Growing Up Behind the Iron Curtain. Another is a show highlighting posters from 1989. But of course, there's much, much more. Jana Součková again.
We also want to present the newest generation of animators who successfully completed the Prague Film Academy FAMU and are now quite established. Interestingly, some of them are even better known abroad than at home. The works of five, including Václav Švankmajer and Michal Žabka, will be featured. As for more traditional items, for example, there is Czech glass, but we're not presenting it in a traditional light, but rather how it is used in modern Czech design.
Concerts will also be held, profiling, among others, the great Czech composer Martinů. Also, the Czech Philharmonic will perform a major concert in Brussels at the end of the Czech presidency. As Jana Součková says, the next 6 months will be quite an undertaking. Currently, the Czech Center has 23 branches in Europe, the U.S., and Asia. You can find more information about events near you at the Czech Center website.
Thank you, Jan Wellinger, for that report. Now, in the final part of our